Letters of credit are so important in so many aspects of whether it's mortgage lending or other financial situations. It seemed like a good time to do a little quick refresher. So what is a letter of credit anyway? It's my language, not the UCC. It's basically an agreement to pay money upon delivery of documents. Now, we're going to get into a lot of specifics and complexities, but at its core, a letter of credit is a very simple relationship, and what it means is it can be used in a number of instances and situations. And first off, it's important to note that although a letter of credit might provide the same sort of financial security that you could get, say, with a guarantee or a surety bond or UCC collateral or a deed of trust, there are a number of differences that will become obvious as we talk through this. And I think those differences in function and result are important to know whether you're representing the party that has to post the letter of credit or if you're the beneficiary of the letter of credit. And we'll talk about those as we go through these materials. A little history, letters of credit, two basic sorts. First is a documentary, and this is the oldest sort from time immemorial. And these developed as a part of domestic or international trade. Seller in the United States is going to sell to somebody in Greece and doesn't want to hope that they get paid in return. So they'll require delivery of a documentary letter of credit that will ensure they will be able to draw down and be paid as the goods are shipped. Typically, the parties expect those letters of credit to be drawn because they're the payment mechanism by which this commercial transaction will occur.